This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones.
6377780.
Live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's what's been brought in the last 24 hours. We've got 2 hours left of this historic 28-hour broadcast. So this has been on 26 hours. And we've got some of the biggest, if not the biggest, specials ever running right now. Free shipping, 30% off Super Male Vitality, 15% off Survival Shield, Mason 9X2 that we'll be selling out. We did sell out last night. We learned the truck is on the way with a smaller shipment. The full shipment's about 3 weeks out. I'll tell you all about that coming up. The toll-free number to call and make a donation or buy products, and then the profit goes towards the money bomb, is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We're taking phone calls right now. Sue in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to call in about vaccines and humanitarian rights being used to diminish quality of life. And I've been researching a story. It's on global research, water barons and mega banks to take over world's water. And this is basically humanitarian water rights are being used, and they were used in Buenos Aires, 1993. Where they ushered in 3 times population and immigration, rushed in water rights. Then they created high inflation, and the corporate sued to recover costs. And then the settlement was done on them capturing water rights. And this is why we're set up for QE to create inflation and TPP for the lawsuits to commence. So humanitarian water rights are, you know, this is about meters going on houses, on water.
Absolutely. I mean, there's some real water problems. There's some real overuse. There's some waste. But all that's tertiary, that side issue, to the admission of the IMF and World Bank, the globalists, call it blue gold. And they are artificially getting control of it worldwide. They're turning it into a commodity, and they are going to be jacking up prices absolutely, massively, putting meters on all your wells. They're even saying England doesn't have enough water yet when it's just full of water, and the EPA is making all the announcements. It's a grab of resources artificially to create scarcity, to end the industrial world as we know it.
Correct. And the other thing that they were going to do is was the water meters, but then they're going to create these infrastructure banks so they have private property and private profits in water, and then the rest of us
all absolutely get- they're all exempt. They'll be the stewards of the water, and then you will have to pay them whatever they want for it.
Right, this is a big story. It goes on about infrastructure banks and how they bought off the unions. So anybody in the unions, you know, forget the unions.
Yeah, I've seen that global research article. Give us the headline again.
It is global research. The exact article is something about water barons, mega banks, and world's water.
Yeah, we can just search globalresearch.ca and then water banks, world barons, and it will come up. I've seen that article. And that's dead on. I mean, I went to big smart growth conferences in Dallas and Austin in 96, 97, 98. And I'd go, you know, this is run by big mega banks to take property. And they'd go, of course it is. Get out of our way. I mean, there was no debating it. It was all about how we're going to screw everybody, get invested now, how we're going to take people's property, ranchers' property, say it's for a golden cheek warbler or a cave bug, turn around 10 years later, take the restrictions off, make billions just in Austin alone, and, you know, have a lot be $1 million when they took it from the farmer for 1 cent on the dollar for $500. And you did find the headline. There it is. And we'll put it back on screen. Thank you. The new water barons, Wall Street megabanks, are buying up the world's water. Thank you so much, ma'am. Excellent points, Sue. Eileen, James, Mark, Timon, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones on a collision course with the New World Order. Join me now in the epic battle. It's great to be involved in. It's better than being in the middle of the road as a spectator and being run over. This is the Animating Contest for Liberty.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses.
Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight
liar. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll continue to cover world news, take your phone calls, and get to more clips from the GOP debate last night. From the drug war to Trump saying this is a country where we speak English, not Spanish, and more. But I wanted to get Larry Klayman on for this segment and the next, and I really appreciate the constitutional lawyer joining us. We'll be talking to him in a moment about huge developments on his groundbreaking suit against the NSA. That's coming up in a moment. We are in the final 2 hours right now. We've got an hour and 50 minutes left in this 28-hour live broadcast. I just want to say the listeners, the supporters, the folks that have bought the products, the people that have donated at InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb, the people that have supported us over the years, our sponsors, our AM and FM affiliates, the TV affiliates that are now picking us up. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for working with us to promote justice and basic human liberty. And the world is hungry for the truth. And so I'm simply engaging in my responsibility to get the word out and to be a platform for great people like Larry Klayman and Ron Paul and so many others to come on and to promote basic ideas that made this country great. And that's why we're offering free shipping on all products today. It ends at the end of the day. At the end of the show, we're going to end 15% off the high-quality Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, 30% off Super Male Vitality, 20% off Brain Force, 20% off Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, 20% off the Total Body Cleanse, Deep Cleanse, 50% off Secret 12, Methylcobalamin, Vitamin B12, 50% off Oxy Powder, and so much more. And all the profits from the sales go towards the syndication of the broadcast, go towards the TV satellite, go towards reporters and being able to fly them around to cover big events. You see what we've done. You see what your support has done. I haven't done a fundraiser in 3 years because we didn't need the money. Now, because of the economy and because of so many things happening, to be able to launch to this next level, we need $1 million. That sounds like a lot. The satellite and closed captioning alone for a year is $400,000. You add it all together, to really be sitting pretty and comfortable and really be able to expand in the face of this global onslaught, 2-3 million would be great. But $1 million, we can do it on a Texas shoestring budget. So we're getting close. Infowars.com/moneybomb. Call your friends and family. Tell them if you want to promote the First Amendment, if you want to promote freedom, get behind InfoWars. We don't take your money at gunpoint like the IRS does and give it to NPR or MSNBC. We are listener-supported. We only ask for money every few years. We sell high-quality products and have sponsors. But advertising, internet-wise and in radio, as everyone knows, is gone. The economy is in a deep recession, going into depression. That's why the Obama administration tells us it's all great. So that's why if you want to see us continue and expand when folks are really ready to hear the truth, now is the time, and I want to thank everybody that has contributed. You're having a huge effect. Now, Larry Klayman is the founder of Judicial Watch. Larry Klayman now has freedomwatchusa.org. Larry Klayman is the guy that got the impeachment of Clinton going. Larry Klayman has engaged in hundreds of major coups against tyranny, and he's one of the most demonized, reviled, hated people by the authoritarian left and controlled right wing in this country. And we have the new headline out of the Washington Times: Judge allows Klayman's suit against the NSA to proceed. He won a few years ago the ban on bulk data collection. Now, we saw the headline that a court had overturned that, but did they really? He's a constitutional lawyer. He can walk us through this today. But then I want to get into the election, what he predicted. I remember 10 years ago, I thought he'd gone a little too far. I'm just admitting when I'm wrong. They wanted to set up a caliphate to invade Europe and the rest of the Middle East and put radical Islam in charge. Now we see that happening. So Larry Klayman, one of the most accurate, smartest guys we've ever interviewed, joins us till the bottom of the hour. So I'm going to try to shut up and let him go over this latest NSA situation and the two other points I raised. But it's key for everyone to go to freedomwatchusa.org and to spread the word about the website and to support what he's doing. He's also a weekly columnist for WND.com. So, Larry, thank you for joining us.
Alex, thank you very much for that nice introduction. I like your comment about the controlled right. That's a great phrase. You mean the establishment?
Yes, sir.
Establishment right. Yeah. Well, they're so right, they're wrong. In any event, let me tell you what's happened here, Alex. You're absolutely right. Over almost 3 years ago, we filed a lawsuit against the National Security Agency for getting all of our telephonic metadata, our communications, not just phone calls, but our location. Every aspect of what we do is being monitored by this National Security Agency. And, of course, we know that President Obama is the head of, in effect, the National Security Agency. It's an executive branch agency. And that caused us concern. It would have caused us concern even when George W. Bush was doing similar things. And I had filed suit way back when on that, too. And we prevailed in the court. We got a very courageous judge named Richard J. Leon of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, who stuck his neck out, and there are very few judges in this country who will anymore. Mostly they roll over to the established left and the established right. And he entered a preliminary injunction on December 16th, 2013, against the NSA and against everyone that's dealing with it, including Obama. It went up to the appellate court in Washington, And the Justice Department, of course, run by Eric Holder at the time, did everything it could to delay the appeal. Judge Leon deferred to the government. He stayed the preliminary injunction until the appeal would be heard. He anticipated it would be over in about 6 months. But instead, the appellate court sat on this for 2 years and issued an opinion several weeks ago saying that we hadn't proved standing. Okay, this is what courts use when they want to try to sidestep issues, that I wasn't really injured. They didn't rule on the constitutional issues. Judge Leon had made an unequivocal finding that what the NSA and Obama and others were doing violated our Fourth Amendment.
They're just claiming you hadn't been harmed, so you couldn't bring it in. I mean, a total cop-out.
Cop-out, because we know that they've gotten everybody's records. Just the very fact that they have them is harm. In fact, there's case law from the federal appellate court itself which says that when you violate the Constitution, you don't even have to prove harm. It's
well, if I take your mail out of your mailbox, it's a federal offense because I stole your private data.
Right. It doesn't even mean you have to open it. So in this case, they sent it back to Leon. And Leon said to us, he said, look, make a few changes in your original complaint. They also said that maybe we didn't sue the right Verizon company. We did, and the government has had to admit that since. But go ahead and get this other Verizon company, Verizon Business Network Services, which the appellate court used as an excuse not to affirm the preliminary injunction of Judge Leon. So we went out and we got a plaintiff with Verizon Business Services. So we mooted out the whole issue, as lawyers said, and we're back in front of Leon. And Leon says he wants to move quickly. He wants to enter a preliminary injunction. He's basically telling the appellate court, yeah, I'll do what you say, but I'm going to enter an injunction because I believe that every day there's a constitutional violation of Americans' rights is one day too much. And we have an oral argument now set for October 8th, just in a few weeks. And I'm confident the judge will enter a new preliminary injunction and set a precedent that this kind of thing can't happen. And what's really important here, Alex, is that our so-called government, and I emphasize so-called because we really don't have a government. They're not our government. They're the government of themselves, of the establishment, both Republican and Democrat, that this cannot be permitted. And this will set a precedent. And Judge Leon will retain jurisdiction to monitor what they're doing. He can haul them in anytime he wants to see if they're obeying the Fourth Amendment. Because without that court supervision, the NSA will continue to do whatever it wants. And it's not just the NSA. They work with the CIA. And the CIA, contrary to what they've been telling people that they only operate overseas, has been operating domestically, too. They all work together. So we live in what Judge Leon found in his order of December 16, 2013, in an almost Orwellian state of Big Brother, where they gather dirt on any of us and all of us. We know that they're gathering dirt on judges, on congressmen, on senators. Probably have dirt on Obama. They probably blackmail him, too. And that's the irony. They let Obama do his black Muslim thing. Okay, he can go off and sign these ridiculous agreements that undercut Israel and the United States. He can walk around with his ring that says, my only God is Allah. He can forget about persecution towards Christians in the Far East, in the Middle East, because, in fact, he's Muslim and, you know, tacitly or directly approves of it. Go do your thing. But we're in control. We, the intelligence agencies of this country, we call the ultimate shots, and we're here for power and probably money, and that's what we face right now. And it helps explain why Chief Justice John Roberts may have flipped on Obamacare, because we know that they have his data, and perhaps they blackmailed him. And if they can blackmail him, they can blackmail any of us, and it keeps us from fighting back. So this is the kind of world that we live in, and that's why I made reference to your, the right. I forgot the exact phrase that you used.
The controlled right. I mean, they're intimidated, they're dominated, they are lapdogs of the Democrats.
Right, and that's why Trump is doing so well, because all these people can get up on the stage, they can say whatever they want, but in the end, they don't do anything because they're controlled. And maybe Trump's out there. Maybe he's insulting people. I don't approve of that. You don't either, I'm sure. But they figure, hey, what do we have to lose? Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose, says Janis Joplin.
It is insane. You're a smart constitutional lawyer. You've operated at the highest levels. You've gotten the president impeached in the House, not in the Senate. You've got him indicted in the House. I mean, it seems like, and I've studied history, people didn't used to be this reckless in the power structure. I'm not even lionizing them. It seems like the establishment doesn't realize when they get rid of checks and balances, they get rid of their own protections. They're burning down our own house. Why would the elite want to bring in totalitarianism when historically it's the most dangerous for the establishment in the midterm?
That's right. Here's the irony here, is that the left is more in favor of curtailing the NSA than the right. Okay, you saw Mitch McConnell, you saw Lindsey Graham, you saw John McCain, senators, you see Congressman Peter King, all Republicans and others saying the NSA is great, best thing since sliced bread, let them spy on all of us because they're protecting us against terrorism. Well, you know what? Judge Leon found they hadn't stopped one terrorist attack with their so-called surveillance programs.
Look at what's happening in Europe right now. We're 14 years after 9/11, and now they admit one out of 20 people is a jihadi. They're bragging about it. You're a smart guy. I have a lot of contacts. What is this Obama backing ISIS, backing al-Qaeda in Syria? 50 intelligence operatives have gone public. The former head of defense intelligence, the general, goes public, says we were ordered to do this. The deputy head of the CIA comes out, says there should be an investigation. Is that not a good sign that the Pentagon does not want to back Saudi Arabia and al-Qaeda in their takeover of the Middle East?
I think it's a sign that the Pentagon, and reference has been made recently to this, has bowed down to Obama just like Obama bowed down to the Saudi king. Is that, regrettably, our military, and there are exceptions, is run by yes men. That's the way you get to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs and Staff. You don't ruffle feathers. And in our history, when generals have done that, like General MacArthur with the Korean War when he wanted to take care of China, or General Patton when he wanted to get rid of the Soviet Union when we had an opportunity after World War II, they've been fired. They've been shown the door. So who runs our military? Yes men. So if the president does not have our interests at heart, they're not going to go against him. You know, maybe Obama's pushing to the point to maybe someday they will wage a coup in this country. I'm not advocating that, but I know that some of these retired generals and admirals have talked about it. I know that. It's been in the public domain because Obama, and I'll say it straight up because no one else will, you will, Obama is a Muslim through and through. Obama sympathizes with a Muslim caliphate. Obama sympathizes with the mullahs in Tehran. He sympathizes with the radicals in the Far East, and that's why he never holds any of them accountable. He doesn't sympathize with Christians and Jews. He sympathizes with his own people. And that's why these things are happening. And it's time that someone called it like it is. And that's why, you know, Alex, a couple of years ago, I was in front of the World War II Memorial, and I was saying tongue-in-cheek. Okay, it was a satire, but it rang true, and it rings true now more than ever. I said, President Obama, get up off your knees. Put the Quran down and come out with your hands up. He's not for Christians and Jews. He's for Muslims. And that's why you listen to these people on the stage yesterday. None of them, absolutely none, will confront this issue. He's not incompetent. It's not that he doesn't know what he's doing. It's not that he's weak. He is furthering a Muslim caliphate. Those are his people.
Well, Larry, I would hear you, because you've been coming on the show for 16, 17, 18 years. I mean, I remember having you on like in 1996 and stuff when you were really going after the Clintons. So I guess 20 years. But I would hear you, and I respected you, and I'd hear you on Glenn Beck 6, 7 years ago. I would hear you. You'd come on here. You'd go off into caliphates. They're going to take over Europe, this plan, that. And I'd go, come on, that's Islamophobic. Not all the Muslims are radical. And I've had to say on air, one of the few things I've been wrong about is when you started saying he was a secret radical Muslim and planned this takeover, when I look at what he's doing with our allies throwing him out in Egypt and putting in all the radicals and what's happening in Syria and everywhere, and then his cousin Odinga and the funding of the Muslim Brotherhood, I look at it, none of it's good for American interest. None of it's good for anybody's interest, not even Muslims' interest. He really is backing head-chopping loons. And they said when he spoke in Cairo, when he was first in office, that the Muslims were freaked out. He spoke better than a priest, you know, better than a scribe, better than a religious leader. And I guess to look at it, that might be the case. How do you think then? Since I guess you're being proven right, What does he want to pull off? I mean, what's the end game? To become the Mahdi or something?
Yeah, it's not funny. Let me back up a little bit. Somebody sent me a video recently, a Muslim, about Obama in his own words, you know, boasting that he's a Muslim. It's on our website, freedomwatchusa.org, freedomwatchusa.org. They can see about our NSA case and everything else there, too. Yes, he wants to bring the United States down to its knees. He admired his father. His father was Muslim. His father was thrown out of this country because he overstayed his student visa, much like many Muslims are doing these days and others. And Obama, in his heart, has disdain. But he's very smart because he pulled a number over all of us. He defrauded us. I don't believe that he's a natural-born citizen to be president of the United States. He told everybody he's a Christian. He's not. And actions speak louder than words. And, yes, I do believe in his heart he would like to see the world run by Muslims, because that is what Islam teaches. Okay, now, not all Muslims are bad people. There are some good Muslims. They're no longer Muslims. They quit, okay? They saw what was wrong with it. But my own view is that anybody who practices the tenets of the Holy Quran, as Obama always called it, never the Quran, the Holy Quran, anybody who practices that is a danger, because Islam teaches that you have to get rid of the infidels. And who are the infidels? Christians and Jews and others, Hindus, others. Look, the Indians don't get along with the Muslims either, because the Muslims would like to eliminate the Hindus as well. That's their religion. So the Holy Quran, in the words of Obama, he's furthering what Allah teaches. That's my view.
Well, the proof's in the pudding. It's happening regardless, and they're telling German women don't wear short skirts. It offends the migrants that are invading and running around screaming, and then Saudi Arabia won't take one of them. It's just absolutely insane to see this happening, and I wonder what's next. I mean, look at the White House and George Soros connected to Kill the Cop movement. They're actually trying to start a shooting revolution in this country, Larry.
Well, absolutely, and you know who's behind that too? Louis Farrakhan. Who is Louis Farrakhan? A friend of Barack and Michelle Obama, from Chicago, head of the Nation of Islam, someone who has called Jews pigs, gutter religion, has advocated recently, just the last few years ago, killing cops and killing whites, and by extension, killing Jews, because Farrakhan hates Jews, okay, and there's some Jewish cops, so you can get a twofer if you'd like. So this is what we're dealing with. You know, you are who you associate with, Alex, and Obama has associated with these people and brought them in throughout his lifetime, but he was smart enough and smooth enough that he could pull the wool over the not educated American electorate.
Sure. Well, I mean, I'll say this.
Country,
I mean,
let me finish this thought. I'm not equating him with Hitler, okay? Nobody's in that league. But that's what Hitler did in World War II. Germany was on its knees. It was dying economically. The Germans had a predilection for someone like Hitler in any event. But he convinced them that he could bring them out of their situation. And Obama did the same. And now, you know, 6.5 years later, you know, we have someone like this who's destroying this country. And the Republicans sit there playing political games. And that's why Republicans, true Republicans, are mad at their own people, because the Boehners and McConnells of the world roll over to him. Obama's won every victory with them. They're totally defeated. They're a bunch of losers. And that's why Trump is surging. And he'll continue to surge despite his performance last night in the debate.
Do you think Trump's for real?
I don't know if he's for real or not, but people are willing to grasp at straws right now like they're willing to grasp at Hitler, because we have no choice. I don't think I think Donald Trump is a good man. I think he's probably uncontrolled in his mouth. Okay, but he's not a traitor to this country. I think he wants to make this country great again. I believe that. And I think he's saying a lot of things that's resonating.
No, I tend to agree with you.
People are desperate. People are desperate for someone who will actually do something.
Well, that's my final statement. I don't see how the establishment and Obama thinks they're going to start a civil war with gun owners and veterans and people, and they're going to kick our butts. I mean, all the folks want to start some shooting war and kill all the cops and people. I got my problems with the police state. You're going to get your butt kicked. I mean, haven't they looked at the numbers, the demographics, that they're not going to win this civil war, Larry Klayman?
Well, they have the NSA. So far they have the military. So far they have the police. An analogy I use, Alex, is that...
I'll tell you what, do five more minutes with us. I know you got to go, but we're going to go to break, come back, finish up your analogy.
Complete this thought.
Yeah, complete that thought, freedomwatchusa.org. And again, I respect Larry Klayman. I've said every time he's on, and he's been on for like 19 years. I disagree with him on this whole Muslim thing, and I'm sorry. It's just all coming true, folks. I mean, it's just crazy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's the final countdown. 1 hour and 27 minutes left from a 28-hour live broadcast. The countdown has begun. I'll be co-hosting right into the next hour with Leanne McAdoo, Anthony Gucciardi, your phone calls, and more. Our guest, Larry Klayman, the founder of Judicial Watch, who heads up FreedomWatchUSA.org, is our guest. And he is joining us right now. Finishing up your thought, recap. Go back to what you said for folks that just joined us. As you know, with radio, people are tuning in every minute. At this epic point we reach, where the Ford Foundation, George Soros, Media Matters, they're all trying to start a race war. They're all trying to make every issue about the cops, using a few bad examples. It's just so classically communist, so classically gutter, so classically evil. And they're really trying it. I mean, but it seems like because they have the media and everything ready, they might actually arrest people that are against killing cops soon. I mean, how crazy is this going to get, Larry Klayman?
Well, here's how bad it is, and this was the thought I wanted to finish up. And I hope that our friends at Right Wing Watch and People for the American Way and the Southern Poverty Law Center are listening, okay? Because, you know, here it is, guys, and, you know, bend over, okay? The reality is this. Is that with an NSA, and with the CIA, they can gather all of our information. If they had existed, and if King George III had had access to them in the days of the Revolution, our founding fathers would have never made it to Philadelphia. They would have been picked up, arrested, jailed, and executed before they got there to sign the Declaration of Independence. And these lefties who are now in control of our government know this. And they know that, and they've intimidated us. And they're getting people scared so we won't rise up anymore. And I don't advocate violence. I advocate nonviolence a la Martin Luther King, a la Mahatma Gandhi. But we've got to start doing something. I had to try to do a rally a few years ago, and we only had 300 people show up because people are scared. But we've got to rise up because the country is going down the drain. No one in Washington is able or willing to take on Obama. He's won every battle. And yes, the George Soros are behind Obama. He is a communist. I mean, Soros is a guy. He's Jewish. He turned in his own people at death camps. He and his father, and profited by it. And you've got the Farrakhans in the world, and the Reverend Wright, and the other anti-Semitic, anti-white Christian people out there trying to destroy the world. And no one's lifting a hand. And the American people need to rise up, and that's what we're faced with right now. And even the cops say, and this is pathetic because, you know, we need to protect everybody, whether you're black, white, yellow, or whatever. The cops are saying, hey, I'm not going to intervene in these things in the ghettos anymore. Let them kill each other, and we'll just clean up afterwards, because we're going to get blamed for violating civil rights, and we're going to get retaliated against. We'll lose our job. Our family will be out in the cold. So what's the end point? Is the blacks are killing each other in record numbers, more than ever, and no one can step in.
That's right. Crime in just one area of Maryland after that whole event, it tripled there in Baltimore over a few months because the police started slow rolling, and it's just unbelievable. In closing, I'll say this is a ray of light and hope. Yes, folks know the NSA is there to track and trace and frame people and the rest of it, but we also have the Internet to use it to organize folks. And I see people across the board really waking up right now, saying no to the tyranny, saying no to the intimidation, and really understanding what's happening. And I think they've jumped the shark at the Obama administration, saying the veterans are the number one enemy, and they're going to restrict guns of Social Security owners, our Social Security retirees who are gun owners. I think there's a point where people get out of fear and then get into fight mode. I just hope they fight the right way and direct their energy the right way, because even though the establishment hates the system that made this country so great, it's very hard to turn off something this vibrant. And they've tried to do it, Larry Klayman of FreedomWatchUSA.org, but it's going to be a lot tougher than they think. You know, there's that oft-quoted passage, the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. Or array, and I think that's what we see happening.
You're right, Alex. I frequently say this. You know, I'm a child of this generation of Kris Kristofferson, who wrote the songs of Janis Joplin, who sung it. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. At this point, we have nothing left to lose.
And doesn't that make us stronger that they push us to this point?
It does. They push us to this point. They have. But I want to see it done in a nonviolent way, and we need to rise up in the streets. Gandhi brought India and South Africa to its knees. Martin Luther King, when you listen to his speeches, I mean, it's like listening to Reagan, even though, you know, he had communist leanings. He was not a racist. He respected all people. And right now, what we've got leading the so-called civil rights movement are people who don't. And frankly, the most courageous people in this country are the African-American black conservatives, people like Sheriff David Clark out there in Milwaukee.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Imagine
Alan
having him as president.
Alan Keyes, Ben Carson. I mean, they're being blunt. Okay, they're saying it straight up. It's the white people who are cowering in caves right now, and they need to come out, and we all need to work together because we have to have a country where everybody's treated equally and fairly, and we've got to have a country which is based on freedom and capitalism and the ability to move ahead without getting into a communist state, which is what Obama and Soros and the rest of them want.
Larry Klayman, always powerful interview. Great job with the NSA and the fact that your fight continues. You've had another victory. The media spun it as a defeat, as they always do to take our hope away, but we know that hope springs eternal. God bless you.
God bless you, Alex. Thank you.
There he goes, folks. We live in very epic times, and they want to play Muslims off against Christians and vice versa. I know that most Muslims do not want to have wars, do not want to kill people, but our government's run by criminals that make money out of crisis, and they are funding radical Muslims to take over and do horrible things across the Middle East, North Africa, and other areas, Central Asia, and I stand against that. And I just want people to live in peace. You know, I had read about this letter in a Time Life article when I was a little kid, but this weekend I was online doing research on some World War II events, and I came across the handwritten letter in 1940. It's actually mailed in late 1939 to Adolf Hitler, seeking peace or someone will, quote, beat you with your own weapon. And it's an admitted letter from Mahatma Gandhi, who was not a big fan of England and a lot of other things. You have to understand, Hitler was seen as a good guy, even in, like, you know, Time magazine at the time. But Gandhi sent him the letter, and I read it, and he said, listen, you will basically end up losing this, and the weapons you're going to use will end up being used against you. And he basically, in fact, scroll down, I'll read you the whole letter. Here's the full version of the letter, which is the longer of Gandhi's two letters to Hitler. And I've read two of them. So let me see which one this is they found. I told them to search for it. That I address you as a friend is no formality. I own no foes. My business in life has been for the past 33 years to enlist the friendship of the whole of humanity by befriending mankind, irrespective of race, color, or creed. I hope you will have the time and the desire to know how a good portion of humanity owes a viewing living under the influence of the doctrine of universal friendship. View your action. We have no doubt about your bravery or devotion to your fatherland, nor do we believe that you are the monster described by your opponents. But your own writings and pronouncements and those of your friends and admirers leave no room for doubt that many of your acts are monstrous and unbecoming of humanity and dignity, especially in the estimation of men like me who believe in universal friendliness. Such are your humiliation of the Czechoslovakia, the rape of Poland, and the swallowing of Denmark. Yeah, this is the second letter. The first one is probably even the more important one. I am aware that your view of life regards such spontaneations as virtuous acts, but we have been taught by from childhood to regard them as acts degrading humanity. Hence, we cannot possibly wish success to your arms. And then it just goes on to warn him that he will be defeated. In fact, I should do a whole video on these, and I'll do that. But the first letter is a lot friendlier before he starts World War II. And you look back and you see how Hitler got 20-plus million Germans killed. And I just want to say to the establishment today, you're not going to get away with what you're doing. I know you think the whole world's yours. You've got this possession, this drive for global domination. It's not going to happen. People are going to rally against you. People are going to fight you. People are going to say no. People are going to resist. And no matter how sophisticated or high-tech your systems are, you will fail. Now, you may succeed in turning the world very evil. You may bring in a great technocracy, but you yourselves, the facts have shown, and my gut tells me, will be destroyed. You and your children that are creating this world government will never share in the perceived benefits that you've been promoting to your own minions. And that's my only warning to you, is that you need to turn back. You need to turn back now. We're not offensively attacking anybody. We are offensively, with information, trying to stop violence, stop war, stop oppression, stop the promotion of racism, stop the promotion of civil war, stop the promotion of police brutality, stop the promotion of the full spectrum that the globalists use like a palette of paint to create this monstrous masterpiece that they've almost completed. Yeah, they did find the earlier letter that'll go to your phone calls. It's just hard to read in that format, but this is Mahatma Gandhi to Hitler. Friends have urged me to write to you for the sake of humanity, but I have resisted their request because of the feeling that any letter from me would be an impertinence. Something tells me that I must not calculate and that I must make my appeal for whatever it may be worth. It is quite clear that you are today the one person in the world, think of that, who could have stopped World War II, who can prevent a war which may reduce humanity to a savage state. Must you pay the price for an object, however worthy it may appear to you to be? Will you listen to the appeal of one who has deliberately shunned the method of war, not without considerable success? Anyway, I anticipate your forgiveness if I have erred in writing to you. But to me, the letter is so powerful because this is a guy that freed 500 million people by simply saying, we're not going to pay taxes, British taxes, on salt. We're going to walk to the ocean and collect it ourselves. It's our country. And that's where Bundy Ranch and things like that come in. When we refuse to pay taxes because they're unjust or our government's illegitimate, when we refuse to submit, that's the real act of war. When we speak out, that's the act of war. When we say no, that's the act of war. When a good person becomes a police officer and upholds their oath and defends good officers, exposes bad officers, that's real war. When you have children in a world this dangerous and raise them upright, that's a war. And yes, Gandhi wrote a lot about violence. He was against offensive violence. He was not against defensive. If someone came to kill you, he was all for the Second Amendment. He defended the Second Amendment because the American left tried to get him to attack it. He wrote letters saying, no, it's a great thing. He was a very intelligent person, undoubtedly. But imagine if Hitler would have listened. How the world would have changed. Hitler had a peace treaty with England secretly. Hitler, who thought he was going to be allowed to take over all these areas. Hitler, who was set up, believed he was invincible, believed he had the deals done, believed his agents and his operatives inside all these different organizations were unstoppable, that he'd infiltrated America and Russia and England. Well, Hitler, you found out that in the final equation, you were given France. You were given Poland. You were given Czechoslovakia. You were given what was left of the Hungarian Empire, Austria. And so Hitler is now known for crippling Germany. Hitler is now known for bringing in the new version of planetary tyranny that adopted all of his stratagems. And I see weak people who admire Hitler because of his snappy Hugo Boss uniforms. And I feel so sad for them. Because the people that admire Hitler weren't there when over a million Germans were drowned in the subways by Hitler as an act of punishment because they'd failed him. Adolf Hitler was an enemy of the German people. Let's go to Eileen in Montana. Eileen, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I hope with this expansion and your reach that you start distributing some real environmental info, information, and be the sustainable solution you say the world needs. I know.
Well, there's big problems. There's real environmental problems, and I totally agree with you. And they've got all these counterfeit ones they push all day. Give me an example of some of the real environmental crises.
Well, not just the crises, but the solutions. You know, you're not about global warming, but you're about sustainable. And I have this sustainable agenda that the world needs, that everybody's screaming for a solution has not allowed since 1994, including Gore. Even though...
Well, I mean, they have a counterfeit sustainability that just means give the globalists control over all the resources and restrict everyone else and then put carbon taxes on everything instead of restricting GMO, toxic waste dumping, stuff like that.
instead of not producing carbon emissions, you know? Because, one, if you end global environmental illiteracy, 99% everybody is environmentally illiterate. They don't even know what the environment is, and they don't know how their actions affect it. I will end global environmental illiteracy. Two, our disposable society. That is the biggest abuse. That emits carbon emissions.
No, I agree that we've gotten to, we are wasteful. The disposable society creates disposable humans, disposable animals. I don't like it either. But the modern movement has a lot of trappings that sound good. At the end of the day, it's meant to sell you on the larger purchase of world government.
Well, that's not me. Okay, believe me, they don't let me play their game, okay?
What I think you ought to do, Eileen, is I'm sure you've got a lot of great ideas. You should write me a letter. Do you have a website where I can find out more about your ideas?
Well, my website is down right now due to another government attack, okay? My YouTube channel is gone. It just, you know, and I'm just by myself, and I was having a good summer, and I wasn't going to deal with it, and now it's time to deal with it. But, you know, it's down to an attack, and, I mean, I barely have a job in Big Sky, which doesn't have to hire Americans, especially if you think that they should, then they're going to let you know you're not going to be employed. And we have four ski areas here. I'm like, hey, how about we leave?
No, I understand. They use the cheap immigrant labor to leverage everybody else out and play wars with it. I understand. Eileen, I hear you. Well, put the websites back up. Don't give up. I've had that happen to me, too. It's worthwhile info. You need to fight for it. James in Colorado, you're straight up. Then we will talk to Timon and others and play some more of these clips. And the fourth hour, the final hour, is straight ahead.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Let's What's cut for TV viewers to a shot inside the studio where Leanne McAdoo is preparing to host the fourth hour. Just punch her up, ladies and gentlemen. There she is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to stay here until they cut to her. Leanne McAdoo with George Washington backing her up. She's going to be sitting in the fourth hour, the final hour of the worldwide 2015 InfoWars War Chest Operation Money Bomb, hosted with Leanne McAdoo. I'll be riding shotgun with her for at least part of it. Anthony Gucciardi, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, they're all going to be in. We're going to get to James, Timon, Mark, Aaron, Doug, all of you here in just a moment. But first, we are almost, if you punch up InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, or go to InfoWars.com, we are at $681,000 raised, and I'm told they update it every 10 minutes or so with the phone calls and the internet and the rest of it. It's already over $700,000. So I want to thank all of you that have given, all of you that have donated, all of you that have bought products, that the profits of that go towards this. This will certainly really help us keep the satellite up, have the closed captioning, get a few more reporters, camera people, video editors, have the travel fund to send reporters to key events around the country and the world, which you see us do here every day. So you are investing in eyes and ears that are having a massive effect. And one of our biggest shortcomings is talking about how successful InfoWars.com, the radio show, the nightly news, all of it is. We reach billions of people worldwide with our reach every year. Just on social media, it's 1.4, 1.6. We showed those demographics from Google and Facebook yesterday. Billions of views on the internet video platforms. A half million a year on YouTube alone. Terrestrially, 3 million listeners a day. Not everybody tunes in every day or even every week. Overall, about 10 million terrestrial AM and FM listeners across the country. And the list goes on and on. And those are people hearing about how deadly vaccines are, hearing about how the IRS collects money for the private Federal Reserve, hearing about globalism, hearing about the New World Order, hearing about Agenda 21, learning about countless issues. It's so exciting. Now, I'm going to extend the free shipping into the morning hours as part of this money bomb. Free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But ending with the 28-hour broadcast in an hour and 3 minutes is 15% off the Incredible Good Halogen, Nascent Iodine, Survival Shield X2. 30% off Super Male Vitality. We've never had free shipping with 30% off that. Amazing game-changing key herbs. 20% off Brain Force. Great way to try this out. 20% off the greatest colloidal silver out there, Silver Bullet. It's already discounted. 15% off Deep Cleanse. 50% off Secret 12, Methylcobalamin, Vitamin B12. 15% off Oxy Powder and so much more. And Anthony Gucciardi is going to come in later with some other specials that are running as well. The storable foods from My Patriot. Lowest they've ever offered them. We had their CEO on last week. In their six-year history, lowest ever. That's being offered at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. But even more importantly than purchasing products or making a donation, you can also call 888-253-3139. Even more importantly than making a donation or even buying the products is spreading the word to friends and family, neighbors, folks at the grocery store, online, when you sign off on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or Pinterest or whatever the case may be, that, hey, check out InfoWars.com. Check out this video feed. Check out the audio feed at InfoWars.com/show. You, the people, have the power to take action and change the world, as Mahatma Gandhi talked about. We'll be back straight ahead with the final hour of the InfoWars War Chest Operation Money Bomb.
Visit GCNLive.com.
2015.
Today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PVX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.